You know, maybe a dog would help smooth things out at Fisher and Son's funeral home in HBO Land. The 6 feet under cable TV family is so tense, so nutsy. Maybe a nice warm spaniel would calm them down. The fictional Fishers are shooting shows for their fourth season now in Los Angeles. The series will air in the spring. Nate and David Fisher are still running the family funeral home. Their father died in episode one. Their sister Claire is artistic, and their mother, Ruth Fisher, is still trying to piece her life together. In real life, the actress who plays Ruth Fisher is up for a Golden Globe Award next Sunday. Before 6 Feet Under, Frances Conroy, age 50, had a solid stage career, touring with the acting company, did lots of Shakespeare, regional theater, got a Tony nomination for her work in Arthur Miller's Ride Down Mount Morgan. She also does movies. In Sleepless in Seattle, Frances Conroy played a relative of Meg Ryan's. It was a small part. In Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Frances Conroy was a rich American who fell prey to the charms of con man Michael Caine.
Go on, Diana. You were saying?
Well, I think that the...
But it's her portrayal of Ruth Fisher, the distracted, determined, loving matriarch of 6 Feet Under, that's given Frances Conroy her most public face.
There's been an accident. The new hearse is totaled. Your father is dead. Your father is dead, and my pot roast is ruined.
Frances Conroy and I spoke in Los Angeles a few months ago while 6 Feet Under was on hiatus. A nice chance to talk about Frances and Ruth. There you are, the head of this Fisher family. You're trying to do the right thing, mostly you, Ruth Fisher.
She's an interesting woman.
She's a fascinating woman.
Really,
and the thing that she says over and over, it certainly feels over and over, it's three little words. I want intimacy.
Yeah.
She wants to be close to her two sons and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow she can't be. Why not?
Well, families are complex organisms, and often it's hardest to be close to your family members, much harder in that scenario than it is to be close to friends or even a stranger that you might have an incredible talk with and then never see again in your life.
She works so hard at it, though.
Yeah.
You think they take pity on her and it'd open up.
Oh, God, they're her children. Children never take pity on their parents. You know that. Children are ruthless.
But forgive me, Frances Conroy, but your Ruth Fisher, she's a little inept. I mean, she's at a loss for words, and she can't always express herself and get across to them what it is she means, needs, wants.
Yeah, because I think that's a hard thing to do. Children theoretically look up to their parents for advice and guidance, so when the parent looks confused or lost, it's sort of hard to turn the tables. And it's hard, I think, sometimes for a parent to say they're at a loss. And can the child help them?
And she has just been, her world has been shattered. She's been like the biggest punch to the stomach.
Yeah,
with the death of her husband.
Yeah, it's a cosmic punch. And she's had the ground pulled out from underneath her. And, you know, parents don't always have the answers. And she's a woman who, at that point, I think, looks at her kids and thinks, who are these strangers in my household? And why are they just seeming to drive me mad right now at times?
Mom? You okay?
I have a terrible headache.
Well, maybe we can talk later.
What? What?
I'm gay.
Why didn't you ever tell me?
I am telling you.
Before. Don't you trust me? Why not? When I was clearly trying to be open.
You know, Mom, you may be trying to be open now, and that's great, but that's not how you've been for all my life.
I've always loved you.
I know you love the part of me that's your son.
What part of you isn't my son? You're all my son. I don't choose which part of you I love like some kind of chicken.
I know that everybody you bump into in the supermarket feels the way I do right now. You're Ruth. But you're not Ruth. I mean, you're much younger than Ruth. You're
face is not as lined as Ruth. You don't look as bewildered as Ruth. Your posture is different from... I guess you're an actress, huh?
Well, yeah, Ruth is sitting within the realm of the gorgeous writing on that show. Mm-hmm. And so Ruth is constructed from that beautiful writing that gives it the initial shape, and then whatever wonderful director comes in, and all of the wonderful actors that I'm with.
Excuse me, you're the one with her face, though. And what are you doing with that face to get her to look as if she has lived through everything and isn't sure she has survived it?
They have actually very nice, simple street makeup on me. So I just think that each of us is affected by whatever situation we're in moment to moment in life. And so our faces take on expressions related to those experiences, those moments, our posture, our tone of voice. Everything is affected totally by what happens this moment to moment. Hmm.
Tell us how, if there is such a thing as a typical week, it goes. First of all, does it take a week to shoot an episode or longer?
We have 9 days to shoot an episode. I usually don't read the scripts until as late as I possibly can before we do the read-through because I don't want to know what's going to happen to me next.
Has it ever happened to you that when you're in the middle of that next week, you think to yourself, gee, if I'd known this was going to happen, if I'd known I was going to have an affair with the Russian florist, I would have played last week.
No. Because here we are, the two of us sitting here in this room. Do we know what's going to happen in the next hour? No. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of an equivalent to life. You get handed a script, so to speak, and then you deal with it. And that's what we do with the show.
I need you to stay at work tonight.
What?
It's coming up on Father's Day. Very busy time.
No one sends flowers for Father's Day, which is the day after tomorrow. Do you really think we're going to get a rush of orders tonight?
Yes, you have to stay. Change your plans.
No!
This is my business. I am boss here.
I'm not debating that. But your authority does not extend to my personal life.
I don't care about your ridiculous personal life.
Yes, you do. You don't like me seeing Hiram because you're jealous. Now, I wish you would stop behaving like a spoiled child. I have dealt with enough children in my life. I'm finally at the point where they can get along without me, and I am not about to go back.
You are fired.
I would think, Frances Conroy, that this, for you, is just a feast of a part.
Yeah, it's a nice way to put it.
I wonder if I'm allowed to say you're 50 years old.
Yes, I am 50.
God bless you. As Gloria Steinem once said, this is what 50 looks like.
My jubilee year, I think it's called. I don't know.
But, I mean, at this point in a distinguished, mostly theater career, although you've got plenty of films that you've done as well, to have something like this to chew on.
Yeah, it's wonderful because the writing is rich, so there's a lot to absorb and bring life to. And it's wonderful. Hmm. And to be able to do this for 7 months and see where the character goes is wonderful, too.
What has the impact been on you of the fact that it is television, that it's HBO, so many people see it, as opposed to all the theater work?
Right, right. Well, that's what's a really flippy thing. I mean, here I've been going about my life, getting my bills paid and, you know, doing some incredible play with anyone from Marion Seldes to Brian Murray to Irene Wirth to, you know, meeting Edward Albee, Arthur Miller, whatever. And you do these things, then you go home on the subway and you think, oh, that was a nice night. But if you're on a television show, you are in their household. And so they want to come up and say hi to you. And it's so funny to me because it's such a tremendous gift to have this role, as has been any job I've had has been a tremendous gift because, you know, a lot of times people don't work in this business. Let's get real about this.
You bet.
And it's wonderful to meet people, wonderful to be on a show that I love being part of. But I still have to go buy cat food, you know, deal with life, and have this wonderful job to look forward to.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Frances Conroy, a.k.a. Ruth Fisher, on the HBO series 6 Feet Under. They are shooting new episodes these days. Season 4 airs this spring. Ms. Conroy is up for a Golden Globe Award for Best Dramatic Actress in a Leading Role. The award ceremony is next weekend. Thank you.